You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business relating to business success. Once again, we are visiting with Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations solutions. Kate, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. It's great to be back.
Certainly good to have you, and good morning to you. So first of all, let's start with, how did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, I've always worked in the field of communications. I spent the first few years of my career in magazines, and I always wanted to combine my love for writing with my love of health to become the editor of a women's health magazine. That was my vision for my life. And, when that didn't work out, I actually moved over to a nonprofit called the TJ Martell Foundation. And, as anyone who's worked in nonprofit knows, you wear a lot of hats in that type of a job. So I was their communications manager. I learned how to manage their website and send out their press releases and update all of their social media profiles so that they could keep in touch with their supporters. And then about 3 years ago, we were living in Manhattan. I was still working for the nonprofit, and I was pregnant with our first child, and I knew I didn't want to be living in the city anymore, so we moved back out to Connecticut. And after she was born, I wanted to work, but I wanted to work for myself on my terms. I think that's how a lot of entrepreneurs kind of get to this place of starting their own business. I needed it to work for my lifestyle. It couldn't be all or nothing. I didn't want to be home full time. I didn't want to be working 60 hours a week. So I was able to transition to a consulting role with the nonprofit so I could work from home. And, I steadily took on more clients doing the same types of projects that I was doing for the nonprofit. So I took on health-related companies that many of which were run by moms as well. They needed help with their PR and their websites and their social media. So that's kind of how I got here.
That's a nice story. I like that. And putting the passions along with the lifestyle, you hit on some great points. What do you love most about social media?
Social media is an incredibly powerful thing for both individuals and businesses if you know how to use it correctly. And I don't think I truly appreciated it until I became a mom and I became an entrepreneur. It can be very isolating being a mom, being home with a young child, and it can also be isolating working for yourself, working from home. So social media really helps you connect to people, whether it's people across town who you just can't get out of the house to see right now but you want to talk to, or people you haven't been able to see in a while because they live across the country. So I just love how social media helps us stay connected to people. And for businesses, the possibilities really are endless. Brands can get a lot of exposure on social media, and they can show a lot of the personality behind their brand and behind their mission, whether you're a mom-and-pop business or a huge corporation. It's really cool to see the different ways different companies and different industries are using social media to connect with their customers and expand their audience. And social media has also created a new wave of brand ambassadors who will post online about how much fun they had at an event or checking out a new store in town. And that type of PR really is very valuable. I did this with a yoga studio that I just tried out last week, and I just had such a great experience, and I was really motivated to tell my friends in the area to check it out, and they really appreciated it. And you can't really buy that kind of PR, but you need to have a presence on social media so that people can tag your business in a post like that, and you can get the recognition for it.
Good point. How can entrepreneurs choose the right social media platforms for their business?
This is a really good question that I get from a lot of my clients and potential clients just talking about social media. I tell people, you know, there are so many different social media platforms, and where a lot of business owners go wrong is thinking that they need to be on every one of them. So I tell people when you're starting off, think about where your target audience spends time. And think about the people you want to connect with on social media and where they're spending their time and what they're looking for when they log onto each social media platform and how that might align with the information you're looking to share. If you're a very visual brand and you have tons of pictures and images, then you should definitely look at platforms like Pinterest and Instagram. But if you are constantly posting, you know, blog posts and trying to drive traffic to your website and commenting on articles that are relevant in your industry, then Twitter is a terrific place for you. So you also need to think about the platforms that you enjoy spending time on the most, because if you don't enjoy maintaining a profile, you know, on a certain platform, it will show and it's not going to be as effective for you. So bottom line, I always say stick to one or two platforms you really enjoy and know you can manage before you move on to another one.
Today we are joined once again by Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations solutions here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kate, how can entrepreneurs make the most of the time and energy they spend on social media?
Well, I love to look at my to-do list and say, okay, I have 10 or 15 minutes to spend on social media, you know, this morning. So I start by setting an alarm clock to go off in another room. And a lot of people think this is funny, but it really does work, because if you get sucked in and end up, you know, instead of posting on your business page or connecting with potential clients or, you know, commenting on local press articles, if you get sucked in and start looking at your live feed on Facebook and seeing what your high school friends are up to, when an alarm goes off in another room, it's a wake-up call. It's terrific. So, you know, if you do end up getting sidetracked, you have to get up and turn it off and, you know, either start again, say, okay, I've got another 5 minutes, or, you know, your time is up. And when you set that alarm, it's kind of a signal to your brain that you do need to accomplish something in that set amount of time. So I tell my clients to do that, and it really does work. I also recommend, so once you know how much time you are going to dedicate in one sitting to your social media management for your business, I then recommend you set some goals for that time and energy, because you'll automatically feel like you're spending your time more wisely if you write down a couple goals and accomplish them in the first few minutes on social media. So, you know, if you're not sure what your goals are for social media, you're not alone. Some of the ones that I like to throw out just as possibilities to get people thinking are, do you want to expand your network? Do you want to learn how a competitor is conducting themselves on social media? Do you want to build relationships with current and potential clients? Do you want to display some of the personality behind your brand? Maybe show a few photos from what's going on in your office this morning, your favorite type of coffee. Do you want to position yourself as an authority in your field? All these are really, really good goals to have on social media. And notice I didn't say sell your product or service. That should not be one of your direct goals on social media. And it can be counterintuitive, and people have a tough time getting their head around this, but the trick on social media is to be subtle. It's social media, and people come there to be social, you know, in varying amounts depending on the platform. But people really do come there to be social and connect with other people and connect with brands to a certain extent. So you do have to remember your audience and plan that accordingly. And remember that your company usually has to accomplish 6 to 8 marketing touches before making a sale. So a potential customer has to hear about your product or service an average of 6 or 8 times before they take action. So they don't need to hear, you know, we are having a sale this weekend, you know, come into our store and buy our product this weekend. But they need to hear this is a little bit about our company, or here's a great quote that we think aligns with our vision. And those are the types of things that are pretty appropriate on social media.
And what resources can you recommend for entrepreneurs who want to learn how to market their companies more effectively on social media?
Well, what I've heard from my clients since I started out a few years ago, so many people want to learn how to do this effectively, but they feel like they don't have time. As entrepreneurs, we have a lot to do, and we have a lot to keep in the air and to keep juggling. So I'm really excited. I'm launching a seminar on October 8th that I would love for people to check out, and I've designed a system for how to manage your social media platforms and build your business in 14 minutes a day. So people think if they're going to do social media marketing effectively, it's going to take hours and hours, and they don't have time, so they're not going to bother. But I put together a terrific seminar that I'm really excited to share that will tell people, you know, you log on, this is what you do in the first 2 minutes, then spend 3 minutes doing this, then 4 minutes doing this, so and so on and so forth, and that will effectively, you know, expand your networks and position your brand as an authority on social media. So I really look forward to teaching people in my 14 minutes a day seminar how to build their businesses effectively. So I'm going to explain exactly how to do it on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Each class will be 45 minutes. So the first one is October 8th on Facebook, and then on LinkedIn November 6th, and Twitter on December 3rd. So if people want more information on that, I would love for more people to join us. It's katefitzpatrick.com, and just click on the 14 minutes tab. And I've kept it very, very reasonable. I did a lot of research about pricing, and I included a private Facebook group. So between classes, people can log in, ask questions, I'll answer them. Other people can weigh in, and people can network that way too. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Certainly sounds like it will. Definitely recommend our listeners take advantage of that. You cannot get enough information about social media and how to build your business. If you would, once again, tell our listeners where they can get more information about the teleseminar series and also about your company and to consider your services one way or another.
Absolutely. I would love for people to go to katefitzpatrick.com, and for information on the seminar, just click on the 14 minutes tab. All the information you need is there.
Very good. And in conclusion, is there one last tip or bit of advice that you'd like to share with the listeners on how to build their business using social media?
Sure. I say the bottom line is really to think very carefully about your target audience's motivation and your business goals for your social media strategy, and then pick the one or two social media platforms that most closely align with that vision before you branch out into other platforms. Don't follow the shiny objects. Just stay focused, on one or two platforms and get really comfortable promoting your business and building your networks that way, and be really strategic about taking on new platforms.
That's some very good advice. She is Kate Fitzpatrick, the CEO and founder of Kate Fitzpatrick Consulting, an independent firm focusing on custom social media and public relations solutions. And the website, once again, is katefitzpatrick.com. And for the teleseminar, just simply click on the 14 minutes for the teleseminar coming up on October the 8th. Kate, thanks so much for joining us once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Have a great day, everybody.
And you too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.